Hello, my name is Margaret Strain and this is my audio boom on the assignment to describe the use of internet technologies to interact with customers and to build brand awareness, and 1.2 to access how internet technology can be used to market the products or services of a specific industry sector. The use of internet technologies to interact with customers, patients, consumers are central to creating the brand that is your business, product or service in the digital marketing world, as it is a brand that will give you stability, growth, potential, loyalty and longevity. Simon Middleton, in his book, Building a Brand in 30 Days, states that a brand is not just about cheapness, speed and convenience, but that your brand taps deeper into human psychology, whereby your customers buy from you because you somehow fit in their world and what it means to them. If you have a strong brand with a strong set of meanings, then your customers will return again and again because your brand helps them make their buying decisions easier, and they are likely to tell other people about you too. As Paula Peters tells us in her book, The Ultimate Marketing Toolkit, the biggest challenge you face every day is getting customers to buy your product or avail of your service, and how will the customer find you and how will they know they need you? And as Damien Ryan states, digital technology is no longer the preserve of computer nerds, but ordinary people are integrating digital technology into their everyday lives. It is estimated that by 2018, 5 billion of the world's 7 billion population will be online. Therefore, if you want to connect with your customers today and in the future, you need digital channels as part of your marketing strategy. Most of our consumers, clients and patients are now three-screen users. That is, they're sitting in front of the TV with laptops, tablets and mobile phones all on the go at the same time. Digital marketing is about people, our marketers, connecting with other people, the consumers, to build relationships and drive sales. This new generation are the mass market of tomorrow, and it is essential to speak their language today, or we will be left behind and your business and brand are not a part of this digital marketing experience. In the context of a community family-owned pharmacy, in which we're involved in a rural setting, Camlock Pharmacy and Mullaband Pharmacy, social media can become an excellent way to engage with customers and community and to build long-lasting relationships. Just as family members tend to frequent the same pharmacy or pharmacist in a traditional manner, the use of social media and marketing of the brand will ensure loyalty and longevity of custom. Pharmacies have always been embedded in their communities, and when that community moves online, it makes sense that the pharmacy should too. The community pharmacy plays such a pivotal role in a community that it lends itself to many marketing opportunities and aspects of digital technology. However, like all relationships, it takes time, commitment and nurturing, and a marketing strategy is essential if you are to reach your audience and to promote your brand in the most effective manner. You must select which form of social media suits you best, which is the right platform for your business, as there's no point in being on LinkedIn, essentially a site for professionals in blue-collar jobs, if your customers are predominantly using Facebook, and it reflects badly on your brand if you have an unused or abandoned account in your company name. Facebook and Twitter could be an efficient social channel for the pharmacy, as they are both easily maintained and updated and are very effective for communicating with customers who are on the go. Recently, our own pharmacy, Camlock, introduced a Facebook page where we can introduce new products, offers and services in a brief, informative way, allowing immediate interaction with customers with the like and share options for free competitions. For example, for Easter, a handbag and scarf are the prizes. Twitter will be very useful for event dates and times and launch schedules of new products, as it allows only 140 characters and is instant. Social media can help drive traffic back to the pharmacy's website, where greater customer engagement is possible in the form of health information, advice on Lipotrim, our pharmacy-based slimming aid, beauty tips, clearance products, photographic department services, and other services located at the premises, such as the podiatry and psychotherapy based at Camlock. A very useful digital tool for the pharmacy will be the use of blogging, which will allow the pharmacist to give professional advice on matters influencing healthcare with the most up-to-date references. The website and Facebook pages can also link the patient customer to relevant healthcare professions and sites through video links such as YouTube. The use of email service providers such as MailChimp can be added as a link on our website and will enable us to collect vital database information on our email visitors, as it gives us an insight into factors such as gender, location, interests, health needs and an overall picture of our potential or existing customers. For the development and healthy growth of the brand that is Camlog and Mullivan Pharmacy, it is also important that we use rates and review sites and data to guide our social media strategy. Sites such as SurveyMonkey and customer satisfaction surveys can provide patient satisfaction data, which allow you to get close to your customers and patients, and we can see what makes them tick, enabling you to tweak or maybe completely change your digital marketing strategy. Digital marketing through these various social media tools must employ a strategy that optimises its virtual pharmacy community as much as the human interaction within the real pharmacy. Digital marketing must be working 24/7 for your pharmacy, promoting your brand even when you're not there, acting as your shop front and window display. And it must always be fresh-faced in its content, using the three E's. It must be engaging, entertaining and educating with interesting posts. I personally believe that in the rural pharmacy cyber world, it is important to make your brand feel human, local and part of the community, albeit a digital one. Thank you.